Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Good. Why are we here? We're here because we have nowhere else to go. See what it feels like. Who do you think you are? As far as I'm concerned, you're nothing. I say thank you. Everybody wants to be somebody, be something important. Why? How long does it last? When were you born? What's the purpose of your life here? You should ask yourself this question all the time. What is my purpose? Why am I born? Why am I here on this earth? Am I really here? Who is the guy I'm referring to? I keep saying I continuously all the time. When was I born? Why am I here? Who am I? Who is this I? Find out. By diving deep within yourself. All the answers you've been looking for within yourself. Everything you want is within yourself. Everything. Happiness, misery, joy, sorrow. Everything. It's within you. You can choose whatever you want. You can choose it. If you wish to be miserable, choose misery. If you wish to be happy, choose happiness. But remember, it's all within you. None of it is real. You're created by thinking about it, by choosing it. You're inventing it every minute. You are the boss. You're in control. You can choose your moves, you can choose your family, you can choose everything. You're free to choose whatever you like. What have you chosen thus far? Are you happy with your choice? Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, whatever's going on in your life, try not to feel sorry for yourself. For you are not a doer. As long as you believe you're a doer, you feel sorry for yourself, you have all kinds of emotions. what kind of beliefs, superstitions, whatever. But when you begin to realize that you're not a doer, all this becomes a joke and redundant. So you're going to ask yourself, who am I? Take a look at your body. Your arms, your legs, your head. Are you the same person you were 20 years ago? No, you're not. Everything about you is brand new. All your cells have been reborn. Your source is the same. Your source you carry with you from incarnation to incarnation. Your belief system. And unless you listen and let it go, it'll bother you forever. And of course new bodies will appear for you. What I'm saying is you created your body by your thoughts. You create your experiences by your thoughts. Not only in this life, but in previous lives. In other words, you just didn't come out of the body you got now, overnight. You're in the situation you are now overnight. It didn't happen overnight. It took many, many centuries, hundreds of thousands of years, perhaps, to be where you are right now. So here you are. You may say you don't like the situation you're in, you may say you love the situation you're in. The idea is to get rid of all situations. And be involved in a situation. And be involved in anything. Mentally. Everything begins and ends in your mind. When you realize this, you stop making your mind control you. When you don't realize this, you go along with everything that happens. There isn't any karma that can hurt you if you don't allow it to. No situation can harm you if you don't allow it to. You got the power. But when you think about the past and you worry about the future, you're ruining yourself. You're going to solve all kinds of problems. Always remember that you're the one who created everything. You're the one who created all the situations in your life. Everything. Otherwise, where did they come from? Let's go of the past. Completely and totally. Never allow your mind to feed your situations, to feed your energy. Because the mind wants to hurt you, not to save you. The mind is actually your worst enemy. The nature of your mind is the place that you are born. You go through a situation and you die. This is the nature of the mind. And new bodies are formed. And you can see this over and over again, eternally. I've been pushed around a couple of thousand years by conditioned situations. The day comes when we finally awaken. I mean, become self-realized, just awaken to the thought, to the ideas that you know the situation, you know the body, you know the mind, you know the conditions that have been bothering you. Your thoughts have to come under your control. No one can take your thoughts away from you. They're your thoughts. You're the one to become master over them. We have different moods. One day you feel good, next day you feel bad. Then you can have your thoughts controlling you. But if you become even-minded, then you're not trying to control your thoughts. You can tell where you are by giving yourself a little test. Ask yourself, how many times am I angry this morning? How many times am I fearful this morning? Have you something was wrong this morning? Was I pursued by something? Something frightened me? This is if you're making progress in that. If you're making progress in this path, every week, every month, every year, you become stronger and stronger mentally. Which means your mind is becoming the self. See, the mind is really the self. You know the mind is the place to be as the self. But you've inverted it to using the mind as a self. And the mind. When you meditate, it's still quiet and silence. You see, it never was a mind, it was always a self, not a mind. Where's the self? The self is God. The self is absolute reality. Ultimate oneness. you accept a certain thing, it becomes self-automatically. What I'm trying to say is this. There's not a lot of source to tell you anything. There's not a lot of source to show you anything. Good or bad. Catch yourself whenever you start thinking. Catch yourself. And stop. So whatever you have to do is stop thinking. Never give yourself the excuse by saying, if I don't think, my life will be ruined. What will I do? I gotta think, survive. I gotta think how to make money. I gotta think how to improve my health. I think I gotta get a better job. I gotta think how to do this or that. I'm saying you don't have to do this. For the power to know the way that they gave you, if you're allowed to. The power to know the way that they gave everything for you, if you're allowed to. And you're allowed to let go of all your thoughts, all your fears. If you only realize that you really were, if you only understand the truth about yourself, you're the happiest person that ever existed. For you say that you've been living a lie. You believe that you're a human being, you've been living a human being's life. Be happy. Be happy now. And tomorrow, next week, what's going to happen to you? Make you happy. Be happy now, just where you are. Never think you'll be happy when certain things happen to you. And wait for something good to happen to you so you can be happy. It'll never happen. Now's the only time it is. Now's the appointed time. Now's the time to be happy. Well, happiness is your original state. Happiness is what you really are. Happiness is within you without you. Happiness is God. God is within you and God is without you. But you're the hindrance. God is like boundless space. Think of a clay pot. In the part of the space, in the center part of the space. The clay pot becomes old and gets chipped all the time. It's like the body. The body is equivalent to the part of the clay pot. find the basis of desire, the clear path breaks the prison. And the space that was in the path merges with the space outside the path. They become one. And so this was your life. Same thing. Seeing your body, important. You go through all kinds of experiences. You get old and drop the body. And the space that was inside the body gets merged with the space outside the body. So they become eternal. You're the eternal self. No beginning, no end. You've always been, you always will be. Everything about you is beauty and joy. Think about this. Ponder this. Who am I really? If you sincerely ask the question to yourself, you'll know the answer will come. Just by pondering this thing, you awaken. Just by saying about this thing, you will awaken. You have to be totally honest with yourself. What do you think about all day long? What kind of thoughts go through your mind? What do you think about? If you really see what you're thinking about, you'll see why you're getting these problems. Because you always think something's wrong. Something's wrong somewhere. And you can't keep on thinking this way anymore. And then you get up in the morning, you have to affirm the truth about yourself. You have to say, I am boundless space. I am infinite intelligence. I am who I appear to be. I am beyond appearances. I am that which has always been and will always be. I am the absolute reality, such as Ananda. I am not judged by appearances. I know this truth. I am the self, which has always been, which will always be. I am Brahman, the absolute reality. as you go about your day, remind yourself, catch yourself. Everyone's there as a human. Everyone's there as your body, your mind. Identify with absolute reality, with boundless space. Identify with reality, joy, peace. You are the perfect self. Negate everything else. Negate everything. Stay with the perfect self. Always. Under all conditions. All is well. Peace. Now you know who you are? I hope so. Any questions you'd like to ask? Who am I? Was you? Go ahead. Because you don't believe that you're God. You're only human. When you don't say, you can't say I am God and just consciously say I'm God and become God. I am God, it goes deep inside the heart. Deep inside the consciousness. It's in the decision you make with your mouth. Or you're feeling something else. In other words, you can't feel pain and think that you're God. You have everything, you have to empty yourself out completely inside. Think God will come by itself. You actually won't have to say anything about that. It'll become itself, God. Because God is. But when you feel hurt, you feel bad, you feel something's wrong, you never feel that you're God. It's impossible. It's just empty words. So clean yourself up completely inside. Become happy. You will be God.